Over the past weeks, we've spoken to American photographer Stephanie Sinclair. She has lived in Beirut, Lebanon for the last 2 years. She had some pictures from there in the New York Times Sunday magazine yesterday. Last week, we asked Stephanie to undertake an assignment for Day to Day's photo op feature. You can see it now up on the web at npr.org. We're going to be talking about some of these pictures she's taken. These are from Beirut. Stephanie, you shot these to demonstrate the difference between what is going on in southern Lebanon and the relatively untouched north. Just tell me about that, can you?
Yes, I've spent a lot of time in the south, and everyone was going north. And so just taking pictures, we were able to show the differences in lifestyles and why people would want to go north and flee what's happening in the south.
There are pictures of bombed out, I would guess they're apartment buildings. They look like residential kinds of places, cars covered with dust, children outside them, and an image of, I think, a nurse holding a young child.
That is from Tyre, the southern port city, and it has been targeted a lot over the last couple of weeks. It's where a lot of the journalists are hanging out in order to try to get further south, but it's only about 25 kilometers from the border. Last week, there was an apartment building, a six-story apartment building, that was targeted by an Israeli missile, when it came down, you know, there were several residents that were injured. We heard, you know, at the scene from different bystanders that this may have been a meeting place for Hezbollah. However, as always, there were civilian casualties, and the young girl that's being held by the nurse with her family is severely injured, as well as several other people.
Okay, and then maybe this is a kind of a transition picture. You've got a picture of a man fishing. He looks like a sports fisherman. I mean, this isn't a commercial fisherman. This is some guy out fishing for fun. And across the bay where he's got his rod in the water, there's a huge fire.
Yes, that was taken in Saida. That is on the way when you're going from the south to Beirut. That's like a fuel tank that's burning in the background. And he's actually a tractor driver. And said he can't work right now because if you drive any large vehicle, you're liable to be targeted because the Israelis fear that, you know, rockets are being launched off these large trucks. And so he's just decided to, you know, take some time and do some fishing. He wasn't catching much. There were just a couple of small fish that he caught, you know. And there's oil because of that fuel tanker and stuff. There's lots of oil in the water. And we asked him about that, like if he was afraid to, you know, to eat these. And he said, no, it's just on the outside.
Well, the fisherman whose picture you take and the mother whose child has been wounded in a raid, how do these people respond when you take their picture?
Most people are very welcoming. It's a little difficult because I am American, and they obviously ask me where I'm from, and a lot of times I do have to listen to a lecture about that. So that's the only, about our foreign policy, and so that's the only kind of problem I ever have taking pictures. But normally, people in these types of situations want their story to be out there.
And what about some of these other pictures? Because you move on into, I guess, northern Beirut or farther up in northern Lebanon, and these could be pictures from a mall in Los Angeles or any other American community. I mean, it looks completely normal.
The north is fairly untouched, but the main thing is that, and I tried to show this in a couple of the photographs, is that, you know, in this is a predominantly Christian area of the country, and there's a lot more Muslims. In one picture, there's a nun at a Christian school with a lot of Muslim children who fled from the south. So, you know, some things are very normal, and in other things, if you look a little deeper, they're actually, you know, not quite normal.
You told me in an earlier conversation that you had moved to Beirut because it seemed like it might be a refuge of sanity after you'd covered the war in Iraq for a while. And that is such total violence there. I wonder how it seems to you to find this dichotomy in Lebanon where you can find people going on with more or less normal life and then other scenes of just utter and complete devastation.
I mean, this whole thing has actually, you know, honestly been quite painful for me because in the 2 years I've been here, I've been, you know, I've really made a lot of close friends. And in the north and the south, I mean, even if they're separate, they're still intertwined. In fact, I had more problems taking pictures in the north than I did in the south because the Christians, you know, are pretty frightened that they are going to be victims next.
There's an image here, this shop window. It's of it looks like a women's dress shop, and it's kind of blown out in a way that follows the frame of the window. Where is that?
Yes, that was in Nabatea, also in the south, and that area was still being bombed actually while we were there. The mannequins that I saw in the window, you know, to me symbolize the struggle that Lebanon and Beirut have been going through over the last, you know, 15 years of trying to rebuild after their long civil war. And, you know, just to see kind of these new dresses and then this shattered window made me kind of, I don't know, made me kind of sad and made me feel like, you know, that's kind of where this place is as a country, you know, after working so long to rebuild.
Photographer Stephanie Sinclair joining us from Beirut. Her photo essay for Day to Day is now up at npr.org. Stephanie, thank you.
Thank you very much.